I mean, we were just showing that there. And when you look at your guys' picks, it was close. Ryan, I think yours fared slightly better when you look at the average since March. But I want to dig into the individual picks here because, Ross, we saw maybe some pain this year for cannabis investors. And just looking at the bracket, you know, we picked Disney as the winner here, but it was Tesla that really showed it should have probably won.
Yeah, you know, Tesla should have always won. It is the number one holding at my firm and in my fund, GK. And they have their annual meeting today, and things couldn't be going better at Tesla. So, yeah, I don't know how Tesla didn't end up number one.
I do.
Well, Ryan, I mean, you look at some of your picks, too. The energy names really stood out in terms of kind of where we may have misplaced them, because some of those stood out as winners, too.
Yeah, I think the narrative of, you know, we're going to go to alternative energies, you know, is way, way off. And, you know, as I said last time, you look, a lot of these stocks are priced for profits for 100 years in the future. But in the immediate, as we know, fossil fuels aren't going anywhere. So I just took the obvious play of the economy is going to reopen. We're going to need more fossil fuels. So hence, energy stocks have done very well here. Great foresight.
Well, you know, OPEC's been manipulating the market, and this is the final last gasp. So we'll talk in six more months, my man.
So, guys, I want to see if we can pull up
plenty
this other chart here that shows average returns since March. I think Zach put it kindly here, but it feels like Ryan overwhelmingly had the better pick. You look at the gains here, what, 2.3% since March? On average, and Ross's picks are down about 5%. So, Ross, I'm going to put the pressure on you here. Out of all those stocks that you picked, which one are you reassessing right now in light of the broader market dynamics that have played out?
It's not that we're reassessing. You know, we were weighted in cannabis in our picks during that competition back in March, and we have two of our picks in cannabis, which have severely underperformed the market on the short term. But we also see it as probably one of the greatest opportunities to add to this sector right now. So, you know, obviously being weighted in cannabis in this competition higher than we are in our portfolios certainly affected performance. But, you know, it's a long-term game. It's been 6 months, and you'll see these cannabis names really pop once the Democrats get their heads out of the sand and pass these bills and can move on to legalization. But things are going well with the companies themselves. So are buyers.
And Ryan, I guess, you know, when we look at yours, you know, we advance. I don't want to say Verizon being our parent company at the time had any influence on this competition, but the shares are down close to 4%. You look at some of the outperformance. We already talked about energy transfer on the energy side. Cisco, strangely, also was accurate in terms of it getting advanced in this. I didn't necessarily have a lot of confidence in the name, but it's done well. 9% the gain there. I mean, when you look at your picks, which ones maybe stand out to you as ones you doubled down on?
I think energy here, you know, I'm very confident on energy here for a long time. You know, I think that you're going to see a restriction on production here in the U.S. You're going to see companies focusing on profits versus production. And we know peak oil demand is not for another like decade. So I think that in the meantime here, the multiples are still dirt cheap. If you look at energy transfer specifically, it trades at a single multiple. That's one of the things I talked about last time, too, is just like you do have to start looking at multiples. Valuations at some point do mean something. I warned you guys about weed. I said weed's very, very bad. And now you're seeing
oil. You own oil. Oil is the worst. You are an ethical nightmare. You own energy transfer, which beat and killed Indians for a pipeline. And you're destroying the environment and you're proud of it. It's like you have zero ethics. You're like a negative ESG portfolio.
I don't know if either portfolio is getting a big ESG badge here, but Ross, one company.
Oil is the worst. It's the worst investment you could possibly make for humanity.
Except for
you should be
upright.
Embarrassed, Ryan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I mean,
how much you make on the short term. You're killing our earth. How do you sleep at night? It's crazy to me. Sorry, it's crazy to me.
Except, I'm going to ignore that one, Ross. Except Ryan would come back with, well, you know, I've gotten the returns out of that stock, right? I get your argument here, but let's talk about Tesla.
You're supporting Saudi Arabia. You're supporting the worst people in the world that cut up journalists like you and put them in the dirt. Come on.
We just said that we had a buzzer.
All right. Ross, so I want you to weigh in on Tesla here, because it did make the final four when we initially had March Madness. And today we've got Investor Day coming up. There's a lot of car makers obviously making a big push in the EV space. GM today saying they're going to be doubling their revenue by 2030. How's that changed the way that you look at the particular sector? Is Tesla still far out ahead, or is there increasing competition? Is that going to add additional pressure to a company like Tesla?
No, it's the opposite. Tesla is extending its lead among the competition as time goes on. We're going to see the announcement, hopefully, of the Texas factory opening maybe today, and they'll be able to increase their capacity by 50% with the opening of this factory over the next year, and 100% when Berlin opens in the next 6 months or year. So we're really in a great position to continue to dominate. But when you look at full self-driving release, as well as the moat that's around their charging infrastructure, as well as storage, Tesla is such a winner. It's unbelievable. And we were just doing some more research on the battery tech side, and Ford and GM and all these companies are going to struggle mightily to scale and make batteries. So they're well behind, and Tesla's lead is increasing.
Yeah, interesting.
Unless
to see.
The market knows that already. That's why it trades for, 150 times Ford earnings, whatever it is today. So I think that's the point here is old school automotive stocks trade at like single multiples. They're all going to come out. They're all going to figure out how to make electric vehicles just as well as Tesla is. And again,
no chance.
Yeah, NVIDIA, we're looking at Tesla and we're talking about that. NVIDIA was the biggest gainer out of all these, 62% since we talked in March. Second biggest gainer there was Energy Transfer, Ryan. I mean, when you look at maybe some of the other plays here, we talk so much about value and valuation. Ryan, I mean, when you were looking at JP Morgan, that's another name that was kind of top. It didn't move on, but maybe it should have. It's up 6.5% since March. I mean, talk to me about maybe that name as one you'd also lean on. And also feel free to defend everything else we've discussed in this segment.
No, I think the banks are kind of an obvious play here. Look, I mean, interest rates are going higher. Inflationary pressure is real. We already have the Fed. They stopped using the language transitory. They know inflation is going to be around. We saw the 10-year go above 1.5% again. We know those net interest margins are what the banks, that's where they make their money. And I just think as the economy booms here, you're just going to see lending pick up in a big way. And lending's been relatively soft. And meanwhile, again, when you talk about multiples, we've got a multiple that's trading way cheaper than the S&P right now. So I think you have to own the banks here. If you look at return on equity, JP Morgan's the best. Jamie Dimon's probably one of the best CEOs in the country. That was an easy pick. And that's another one that's going to continue to climb as the economy continues to heat up here. You heard it here first.
Well, I respect both of
you
guys.
Another ethical disaster.
Oh, no, Ross's views on crypto.
Dude, your portfolio. Ross thinks we're just going to use cryptocurrencies.
Ethical disaster.
I want to thank you guys.
I'd rather be poor.